It's Wednesday, February 4th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. The Indiana House voted in favor of a bill that would give Allen, DeKalb, Steuben, and Wayne counties a chance at becoming the new home for the Rising Sun Casino. Indiana lawmakers overhauled an immigration bill to align with the Trump administration's immigration enforcement policies. And Hoosiers from across the state competed last weekend in the annual Braille Challenge. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. The Indiana House voted in favor of a bill that would give Allen, DeKalb, Steuben, and Wayne counties a chance at becoming the new home for the Rising Sun Casino. According to the Indiana Capital Chronicle, there was limited discussion on the bill. The measure now moves to the Senate, where it will need to be approved by the end of the month in order to become law. The legislation follows the release of a study by the Indiana Gaming Commission in October, finding that Indianapolis was the top location for a casino relocation, followed by Northeast Indiana. However, a casino in Indianapolis would hurt two casinos nearby, which also feature horse racing. Northeast Indiana was seen as more of an open market for the casino, impacting only casinos in Ohio and Michigan. The bill endorsed Monday would require the company building the new casino to spend at least $500 million on the project within 5 years of the doors opening to gamblers. Indiana lawmakers overhauled an immigration bill to align with the Trump administration's immigration enforcement policies. WFYI's Samantha Horton reports on hours of passionate testimony on the issue.
The amended version forces state and local law enforcement compliance with federal immigration officers, adds reporting requirements for immigrants receiving welfare benefits, creates penalties for employers that hire people without legal status, and gives the Attorney General more enforcement powers. Save Heritage Indiana co-founder Nathan Roberts says he's in favor of the bill that he believes helps address illegal immigration in the state.
It will make Indiana the model for common sense immigration enforcement throughout the country.
But many who stood at the podium urged lawmakers to vote against it. Noblesville resident Kumba Kebe says the legislation goes against Indiana's Christian values.
How can we claim to be pro-life while supporting the inhumane treatment of immigrants in this country?
After more than 4 hours of testimony, the House Judiciary Committee passed the amended bill. I'm Samantha Horton at the State House.
The Marion County Public Defender's Office says it needs help filling vacancies that have been left open for months. A bill being considered in the State House could help with that. Caroline Beck reports.
The bill removes the statewide requirement that public defenders must live in the same county where they work. It seeks to address a shortage in Marion County that local officials were unable to resolve through the council last year. Chief Public Defender for Marion County, Ray Casanova, says the change could help them recruit quality candidates.
The current residency requirement that we are under limits the pool of qualified candidates at a time when Indiana, like much of the country, is facing a shortage of attorneys willing to do indigent defense work.
The measure would allow public defenders to live in any surrounding counties. It passed out of the House without opposition. I'm Caroline Beck at the State House.
Hoosiers from across the state competed last weekend in the annual Braille Challenge. WFYI's Jeremy Rubin has more.
Indiana's Regional Braille Challenge is a multi-event competition for blind or visually impaired students. Events include spelling, reading comprehension, reading charts and graphs, proofreading, and speed and accuracy. Jasmine Nelson is a senior at the Indiana School for the Blind and Visually Impaired and has been competing for years. She says the best part is connecting with people in the blind community.
It's really important for people with disabilities to be able to have that aspect of a community, especially ones who may go to a public school or live in a rural area, and they may not have ever met somebody who is like them before.
Results from the competition will be announced later this week. The top performers will advance to the national competition in California. I'm Jeremy Rubin.
More news in a moment.
My name is Cassie Beer, Director of the Women's Fund at the Community Foundation of Greater Fort Wayne. At the Women's Fund, we focus on research, education, and advocacy, and WBOI helps us share those findings with our community. Public radio is vital for telling the stories that often go unheard, especially those of women and girls facing challenges like domestic violence and unequal pay. Join me and countless others in protecting public radio at wboi.org/save.
Here's what to know for today. Fort Wayne Mayor Sharon Tucker will hold an educational forum on immigration Saturday morning. Indiana State Representative Ed Clear says he's been kicked off the House Republican caucus after announcing he wouldn't seek re-election and would run for mayor of New Albany as an independent. And residents of the historically black Indianapolis neighborhood of Martindale-Brightwood are opposing a data center development there. That's Who and What for Wednesday, February 4th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter Frequency at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.